It's Friday. It is also June 25th, 2010. Welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, coming to you live from my desert office, where people are outside with weed whackers and leaf blowers and making far too much noise, which thankfully my microphone is not good enough to pick up, so you won't hear it. I just will. No big deal. Anyway, what do we have in the way of news for you this week? Good question. We've got movies. We've got toys. Oh, and BotCon. BotCon's going on in Florida. I wish I was in Florida. That would be nice. But at least I can tell you what's going on there. Let's get started with movies. Last weekend at the box office, Toy Story 3 was number one with $110.3 million. The Karate Kid was number two with $29.9 million. The A-Team was number three with $14.4. Get Him to the Greek was number four with $6.1 million. And Shrek Forever After had $5.6 million. Toy Story 3, which I saw, was great. Highly recommend seeing it. Good times. Not too much in the way of strange licensed toy cameos, but you will see Totoro if you look. It earned a bunch of money during the week. As of a couple days ago, it was at $154 million, and on Wednesday, it beat out the new Tom Cruise movie, Night and Day, which is opening this week, along with Grown Ups and some other things in limited release, which you're probably not going to see anywhere near you. Empire Online has confirmed that Disney has confirmed that they're going to do a 3D conversion of Lion King. Thrilling. A sequel to Who Framed Roger Rabbit is also in some stage of development. And they also got out that Disney's The Snow Queen is apparently dead. Rise of the Apes has two actors. Well, three. James Franco has already been cast, but John Lithgow has been added, as has Frida Pinto. The Planet of the Apes prequel could be out as early as next year. Disney is said to be making Doctor Strange as the first movie under their new Marvel agreement. Interesting choice. Or should I say, strange choice? I'm sorry, I shouldn't have done that. A very Harold and Kumar Christmas is in development, and Patton Oswalt is in the cast in some small role, because he's tweeting about it. And it's going to be shot in 3D, according to Patton Oswalt's Twitter account. Sir Bill is a new movie. It's computer-generated, it's animated, and it prompted Sean Connery to come out of retirement to do some voice acting. He's got a skateboard, and there will be beavers. A Footloose remake is coming, with a bunch of people I've never heard of, plus Dennis Quaid. The Green Hornet trailer debuted on Jimmy Kimmel's gimmicky but cute webcam episode this week, showing off that they seem to be taking a lot of care to make it look like the old TV show and not update it to some crazy rubber suit with protruding nipple extent. Points for that. Oz, The Great and Powerful, a prequel to The Wizard of Oz, is in pre-production, and Sam Raimi may be on tap to direct. Robert Downey Jr. is rumored to be Oz. Futurama returned to Comedy Central this week with new episodes, like actual new episodes. Early comments from fans has not been overwhelmingly positive, but you can watch it and find out yourself. HBO's Bored to Death will be out on DVD and Blu-ray on September 21st, around the same time. Eastbound and Down Season 2 will start to air on the cable network. Doug Benson's next CD, its comedy album, Hypocritical Oaf, will be out in August. If you haven't heard Doug Benson, he does the great Doug Loves Movies, formerly I Love Movies, and he has a couple of great stand-up albums to his name, worth checking out. Toy news! G.I. Joe Funko has announced an exclusive Pimp Destro bobblehead based on that Pimp Daddy outfit with the mauve and the leopard print and the gaudy and the awesome. And it's an Entertainment Earth exclusive, so I'm really happy about this one. Only 1,000 pieces will be made. So I would order one now. It's also available to wholesale clients, so if you have a store and want to order a case of them, come on by. Star Wars. Funko has announced three exclusive astromech droid bobbleheads. Guess where this is going. They are R2-Q2, who is grayish, R2-X2, which is a dark green-black color, and R2-R9, who is red. They're exclusive to Entertainment Earth, and there's only going to be 750 of each. So if you like Star Wars collectibles, and you like droids, and you like things that are obscenely limited and pretty cheap, these are all things that I am shamelessly promoting to you so that you can get them and that we can sell them. Everybody wins, basically, with an item like this. Well, except for the people who don't get in the first 750. They don't win so much. Venture Brothers, the Dr. Orpheus bobblehead, is up for buying and seeing at Entertainment Earth, and it looks to have turned out great. Pre-orders are also open for Brock, but there are no pictures yet. Lego blind box figures have started showing up and shipping if you pre-ordered, which I hope you did. at Entertainment Earth. Each figure is identifiable by a unique UPC code on the back of the bag, so you can actually tell what's in there before you open it if you consult the list online or print it out and keep it in your back pocket. You may find the list on Brickset and other sites, and be warned, there is one set of barcodes for the US market and one set of barcodes for the European market. Galeria Kaufhof in Germany has three exclusive ADAC Playmobil sets. I don't know what any of those things are. What does this mean to you? Nothing. But if you search on ADAC Playmobil, ADAC Playmobil, you can find out what they are. They're vehicle sets. I know there's not a lot of Playmobil collectors out there. We don't sell them, but it interests me a great deal, so I'm sharing the information with you. Transformers. Dark Mount, otherwise known as Straxus, was revealed packaged this week, and he looks significantly better and brighter than the earlier Hasbro photography. He's more of a brighter blue and a brighter pink. Although those pictures might be too bright, they still are brighter than the previously seen photoshopped images. Also new for Transformers, what do we got? Oh, the War for Cybertron video game has hit stores. Certain stores have premium items like downloadable content, and Kmart and Sears have an exclusive War for Cybertron comic book, which you get free with purchase, or if they have a stack of them, and you ask them, hey, how much? I'm just saying. Anyway, other Transformers stuff. Oh, a remake of the Seacons, Piranacon, was shown at BotCon as an undisclosed exclusive for somebody. It's in G1 colors, he has a chrome sword, it's very pretty. It's said to be about $50. They showed a bunch of other new items too, but most of the new items were kind of out of focus and taken down by the various sites who posted them early. So I don't know if they weren't meant to be seen yet or what, but it looked like you could see a Generations Dirge, although I might be imagining things, as well as Legends of all the RC bots and other things. Other BotCon stuff, a lot of new exclusives were shown. The Customization Class exclusive was G2 Sideswipe. Damn it, I really want a G2 Sideswipe. I have G1 Sideswipe sitting on my desk, the Universe Mold. Like, while I'm recording this podcast right now, he's been there for since I moved here. And he wants his black twin, so they only made 52 of him. Very depressing. Other things at the show, a repaint of Scorponok called Double Punch, a repaint of Energon Downshift called Slice was the convention freebie. Megatron Beast Wars repaint called Firecon was shown. Rapido was there, and who am I forgetting? Whatever, you look it up. But anyway, they're all very nice exclusives. Brightly colored G2 and European G1 late era homages. Very nice. Finally, Tron Legacy figures and vehicles are up for pre-order on Entertainment Earth, including light cycles, which apparently actually can climb on and drive the wall. I don't believe it. I saw a video demonstrating it, and I don't believe it. If it crosses a light path, it'll fall off the wall. Preposterously amazing. Also, the action figures have these helmets which project faces on it so they can talk and do facial expressions and stuff. Really unusual stuff, kind of like Visionaries, but electronic and slightly less hokey hologram. Still don't believe it. These are coming from the company in Canada, which is known as Spin Master, who you might know best for Bakugan. Free t-shirts at Entertainment Earth. It's really quite simple. Buy any three t-shirts, we'll send you a fourth t-shirt of equal or lesser value free. You can pick. Just add 4 to your cart, we'll send you the lowest priced one for free. That's it. That's all there is to it. In stock, pre-order. It doesn't matter. Any sizes, any styles, no restrictions. That's how much we love you. We want to make sure you have t-shirts. So remember, until a couple weeks from now, this is through July 4th. This is our July 4th t-shirt sale. Order now. Buy three, get one free. You're welcome. And that's all for this week. Thank you for listening to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. I've been your host, Adam Paulus. You can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/EntEarth, E-N-T-E-A-R-T-H. It's a great Twitter account where I talk about whatever it is I feel like talking about, tell you about new sales, new products, toys that I am currently playing with that we sell, and other excitement. So check it out, won't you? See you guys next time or next episode, because there's three or four every week on the Entertainment Earth Podcast.